Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's Word comes to us this morning from 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll be referring to that throughout this morning's message. In 2019, we decided to have trees planted along the front of our property parallel to a wooden fence. And we chose Norway spruce as the trees, and they were interspersed with fire bushes. And we still have pictures of those trees immediately after they were planted, and the comment that we make now is how small they look. And even at the time, they weren't that small. They were probably 3 or 4 feet tall, but by now they have effectively formed a large screen, and the tallest ones reach all the way up to the power lines. And it's really been fun to track their growth. And that growth has been steady at all times, but sometimes there's these growth spurts and it seems like the trees get taller overnight. So why am I telling you about our trees? Because on Confirmation Sunday, the topic of the day is growth. It is no coincidence that the Bible uses the language of growth to talk about our lives of faith. Over and over, God's Word describes life with Him in terms of organic growth. Examples, Psalm 1. The blessed man whose delight is in the law of the Lord is like a tree planted by streams of water, whose leaf does not wither and who bears fruit in season. Or there's the time Jesus told the story about a farmer scattering seeds, comparing that to the birth of faith in people's hearts. And as he scatters the seeds, some of those grow and others don't. And in this letter, written by the Apostle Peter, he compares Christians to newborn babies. Babies who long for milk from their mother, which will make them grow. Peter's point is that we should want to grow. The phrase that he uses is, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. And what's so interesting about Peter's statement is how deep it goes. He's saying we come into this world knowing that we need things in order to grow. So think about it. A newborn infant is not able to use the words, "Please feed me, mother." An infant cries out because he knows he needs food and wants it now. It's almost always an intense cry, very intense. And Peter wants to know, as he's writing this letter, do you have an intense need for what he calls the pure spiritual milk? Do you cry out for it like your life depends on it? Do you long to grow up into your salvation, the great package of gifts bought and paid for by Jesus, made available to you through baptism and faith? Now, as it turns out, these are the kinds of questions that Peyton is being asked today as she makes her confirmation. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Those are actual questions she's being asked today. And if you confirmed your faith at some point, you were asked very similar questions, whether you remember it or not. There are more. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and to remain true to God even to death? Do you intend to continue in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? Those are questions of major importance. In the language of Peter's writing, they could be summarized like this. Do you long for the pure spiritual milk by which you grow up into your salvation? Okay, but what is that? What is that pure spiritual milk? Well, that milk, that life-giving food, is the good news of Jesus itself. And especially in this case, the good news begins with bad news. When the good news is communicated, it begins by diagnosing our most basic problem. It tells us human nature is never going to improve. No matter how hard I try or what laws we pass, when I look at myself in the mirror of God's Word, I become painfully aware that sin is real and it lives in me. I want to do good. I don't. The evil that I don't want to do, I end up doing. I'm a mess. But there's hope. There is new innocence for me and a reason to expect that the best is yet to come. Why? Because Jesus died, Jesus returned to life, and Jesus ascended. His death secured the forgiveness of all your sins. His resurrection is now the springboard to a whole new life, and Jesus has ascended into heaven. He's ascended to the throne of God. He's now crowned King of Kings and Lord over all. Do you understand what a big deal this is? Jesus is God, Jesus is King, and at the same time, He is one of us. A member of your family has ascended straight to the top. Someone who knows your sorrows, your frustrations, your temptations, is now the chief executive of heaven and earth. And that bodes very well for your future. It's better than working for the company owned by your uncle. It's better than being the daughter of the coach. The one person who rules all things has declared himself your best friend. He's made it to the top and has every intention of bringing you along with him. He's connected his fortunes to yours through holy baptism. That's the food. That is the spiritual milk. Doesn't your soul cry out for a love that strong, for something that sure? Growing up into your salvation means making a steady diet of that life-saving message. And it's exactly what those confirmation questions are all about. Do you intend to help yourself to the heavenly food that God supplies? The questions themselves direct you to the places where that food is served in your every interaction with God's Word, whether read or preached or spoken, sung, prayed. In remembrance of the blessings of your baptism, you drink this pure spiritual milk at the table of the Lord Jesus. You eat and drink of Jesus' forgiveness. So will you? Will you? That's the question of the day. Will you long for the milk of the gospel and make getting it into your life your top priority? I can promise you this. If you refuse to feed your faith, it will shrivel and die. But if you long for the pure spiritual milk and you go get it, your faith will thrive. You will put down deep roots and become a solid person. You will bloom and bear the fruit of generosity and compassion. My prayer for all of you today, for Peyton, but everyone else, is that you will grow toward the sun. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, through every interaction that we have with your word, through every time that we remember our baptism into your family, every time we meet you at your table, our prayer is the same. Make us grow up in our salvation. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.